All right, ladies and gentlemen, so as promised, we are going to be reacting to the video of Pierce Morgan versus Destiny. Now, this particular video clip is making the rounds all over Twitter right now. It is going massively viral. This clip alone has almost 7 million views, and it's just one of many clips. But Destiny gets completely destroyed in this video, and I'm happy to see it. Destiny is, as I've said in all these other videos, somebody who I don't want to be deplatformed. I want the entire world to see exactly just how much of a psychopath this loser is, and the only way that's going to happen is if he's not banned off of social media. Monetization aside, that's a totally different conversation. I want him to be able to show everybody exactly who he is, and Pierce Morgan does exactly that.
You are inhuman.
Correct. So we got this tweet here from the Vigilant Fox. Says, watch Pierce Morgan personally bitch slap Destiny on air. I'm sorry, with a bunch of quotes that we're not even bother going to go over because we're going to watch the video. So let's get into this video, guys. But of course, before we do, if you are new here, just consider hitting that subscribe button. I would greatly appreciate it and like the video to push this out into that YouTube algorithm. Let's get into it.
But you are in a world where conservatives can say anything.
No, I'm not a conservative.
They can have any conspiracy theory.
Really quick, just right off the bat, that is an absolute lie. All right. Anybody who is anybody knows that for the last, before the last year, right? So let's say 7 to 8 years before the last year, everybody knows that Twitter was a leftist paradise, right? There was no way that anybody who was even remotely right-leaning, I'm not even talking about right-wingers or conservatives or whatever fucking label you want to put on people. I'm not even talking about that. If you even slightly stepped over the line and went to the right, all your speech was suppressed. Half of the time they got banned, half of the time the post got deleted for hate speech or whatever. Twitter was a leftist paradise. So to come out and say that conservatives can say anything they want, or it's bullshit. That's only now, because free speech is now available for everybody. The people who are trying to pretend like hate speech is more rampant now is because they have been used to Twitter when Twitter was policing right-wing speech. Now Twitter's not doing that. Now people are able to see what the other side is saying, so now they think, oh my god, all this hate speech has come out of nowhere. No, it's just now not being suppressed.
They can do anything, and then liberals are supposed to sit here and be like, god, it's so tragic.
No,
absolutely not.
Let me explain my position, because I'm not a conservative. I'm not on either side in your race, right? Here's what I think about what you did. You'd like to fire off, as you've done so far in this debate, about your...
Can anybody notice just how angry Destiny actually is? I mean, the man can't stay still. You can see him literally twitching in his chair. You can see it in his face. He is angry. This man is filled with anger. I don't know what his ex-wife did to him, aside from cucking the shit out of him with multiple different men. But at this point, I think that she must have did something so damaging to this gay hobbit that he absolutely has lost his fucking mind.
Your fury at how disgusting Republicans are, how inhumane they are, how they never have any empathy, blah, 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 blah. And then you yourself actually are exactly
the same person
that you're describing. You are inhuman.
Correct.
You are somebody who seems almost gleeful that a young firefighter with a family, with a wife and children,
correct,
who he was protecting as he was shot dead.
Think about that, you piece of shit. You want to talk about empathy? This loser right here wants to talk about empathy, and yet he literally has zero empathy to a real fucking hero. A man who's going to have more testosterone dead than this man has alive. Let's be fucking real here. This guy is a fucking loser, and he absolutely should get roasted on live TV right now for everyone to see. He's coping and seething. You can see it in his nose. This man is angry as shit right now, but he can't say a fucking thing because it's not his show.
Was coming to, because he went to a President Trump rally, a man who was President of the United States until recently for 4 years and maybe again. You sound almost gleeful, Destin, and I'm sorry, that makes you, frankly, despicable.
I don't think I'm gleeful about anything. I don't think anybody should die. I don't think anybody deserves to die.
That's a fucking lie. You are a lying sack of shit. You literally, you guys can go watch my other video. I went through all his tweets where he literally says the opposite. This man says the opposite, and now he's lying about it on TV because he doesn't want to look like a total piece of shit.
But You want to talk about gleeful? Look at the conservative response to Pelosi's husband when they broke in.
I can answer that.
Mainstream media figures. I can answer that. I don't care.
I can answer that.
With all due respect, I don't care what your answer is.
Let me answer that.
The reality is that conservatives have been turning.
You see what I'm saying? He doesn't care what Piers Morgan's answer is. So that tells me you want to stay within your own echo chamber. You don't even want to have a conversation.
The temperature up on the rhetoric. They have been making fun of these types of events for years. And now when something happens to them, now they're looking for sympathy from the liberal side? Absolutely not. It's insane. Right. It's unhinged that you can conduct yourself in such a manner and expect people to feel sorry when things happen.
Why should anybody on the right listen to a word of your hectoring and lecturing about how they should behave? And by the way, for the record, the mockery of Nancy Pelosi's husband when he was attacked by an intruder with a hammer was also despicable, right? I can see despicable behavior on all sides, and I'm happy to call it out when I see it. You, however, want to present yourself as this great kind of standard bearer of decency who sees outrageous behavior on the right time and again and is incensed by this disgusting, inhumane behavior. Since the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, you have displayed exactly the same kind of inhumane behavior.
Exactly.
Fuck him about a fireman who is killed because he attends a rally of a guy he wants to vote for.
My issue with the MAGA kids is not that they are not empathetic. My issue is that they support a president that led an insurrection against the United States. I'm not here.
Oh, shut the fuck up. This man is drinking the Kool-Aid. Are you kidding me? Wait. So you wanna get angry over the MAGA kids, right? And again, I've never been MAGA, but I absolutely can see their side on this bullshit. You want to get angry over the MAGA kids, right? But you don't want to get angry over the fact that summer love happened and people basically caused the fucking chaos in all fucking states within this country, and you are perfectly fine with that. Why? Because some fucking drug addict person got killed? That was enough to burn the entire country down for the entire summer. That was enough for you. You're perfectly fine with stuff like that. But on one day where the cops let people into I don't even want to go into all the conspiracies, but let's be real, man. You are trying to compare events that cannot be compared. Your particular side even tried to say that January 6th was worse than 9/11. Go fuck yourselves. You are an absolute loser.
Here to tone police over their empathy.
18 million people voted for Donald Trump last time around.
That's great. 80 million people voted for a guy that tried to insurrect the government, and it looks like they might try to do it again. I mean, like, I don't know what you want me to say. These are the facts on the ground. The idea that
you don't like attacks on democracy. So presumably, you would unreservedly condemn the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
Correct.
Because that's one of the most egregious attacks on American democracy of modern times.
If you were against any sort of attack against democracy, you would be completely against the assassination of a current or former president of the United States, which is why he's got this face on right now, because he knows he's fucked.
Presumably, you will take this opportunity, given you are so determined to protect the integrity of democracy, you would find it absolutely outrageous that someone has tried to assassinate a president, right?
If the other conservatives on this show want to say that it was absolutely outrageous that Donald Trump attempted to coup the government,
then
I would. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get on my...
See, he doesn't even want to do it because he knows that he doesn't actually believe it. This is why he's laughing and smiling at the whole thing, right? Keep in mind, Destiny does not condemn these actions. Destiny, absolutely. If Donald Trump was taken out during that attempt, I bet you everything. I would bet all the money I've ever made in my life. And trust me, I've been lucky enough to make decent. I promise you, Destiny would have been celebrating for a 24-hour stream nonstop.
My knees and beg for forgiveness or show sympathy.
I'm asking you to condemn what happened as an egregious attack on democracy. Can you do that?
No, I won't.
You can't.
Of course
do
you
that.
Won't.
See,
not
so why
won't.
The hell,
absolutely
frankly,
not.
Destiny,
absolutely not.
Why
absolutely
the hell
not.
Should we
absolutely
listen
not.
To a
not.
Word you have to say about...
Hold on. Why do you think conservatives haven't been listening to a word that liberals have said about anything for 8 years?
Right,
what do you think is going to change?
They?
You think
but
that liberals
point,
come out
Destiny.
Now and they go, oh, my God, this was so horrible.
There it is. There's the anger.
Wow, that is...
There's the anger. It eventually comes out, man. The anger eventually comes out.
Charlie, I'll bring you in at the end of this. I promise you, and you'll get a good chance to respond. But here's my problem, Destiny, with your whole position on this, right? Is that you don't actually have anything inside you
correct.
That you want the other side to have.
Correct.
You don't have any of the empathy. You don't have any sympathy. You don't care that someone tried to assassinate
Donald
Trump.
For
you don't care that a young fireman with a family was killed in the process.
That.
You don't actually... You are not the person you want these other people to be. And all you do is play whataboutery with every question I give you. And I'm just startled.
Well, what about it? We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about the temperature of this country. But here's a question for the two panelists. What percentage of this event happening was due to Donald Trump's rhetoric? What do they think the answer to that question is?
What percentage could it be that the other side, we've just heard from Dave Rubin, has spent 8 years calling Donald Trump the new Adolf Hitler, a person who was responsible for the murder of 12 million people?
I'll put it to you like this, Destiny, because you're a fucking moron, okay? How much of this was caused due to Donald Trump's rhetoric? I don't know. It could be a small percent, right? I don't think it was a large percent. But I will say this. How much of this event was caused due to the rhetoric of your side trying to claim falsehoods about a former president? I would say a large fucking portion of it. I would say damn near over 80%, maybe even 90%. The rhetoric that was coming out of your particular side about President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, this is what caused people to become unhinged, because they are truly believing that the world is going to end if Donald Trump wins the presidency in 2024. Just like they try to convince people that the world is going to end if Donald Trump won in 2016. Guess what, Destiny? You absolute fucking psycho. The world never ended. Life went on, and it was pretty damn fucking good. It was a lot better than what it is under Joe Biden right now. Whether you're left or right, that is the absolute fact. The country was much better under President Donald Trump, and it will continue to be much better if he gets reelected. So again, the world's not ending. Let's stop this whole fucking nonsense, this over-emotional discussion that people like Destiny like to try to clamor, because at the end of the day, they know that without trying to adhere to people's fear, without trying to adhere to people's supposed empathy, they don't have a vote. So they do this in order to garner a vote.
Including 6 million Jewish people in a Holocaust. Last time I checked, Donald Trump hasn't murdered 12 million people. So much as you would like him to be the new Hitler, he's not. But again, to an impressionable young deranged mind who has easy access to guns...
Correct.
..that can be easily interpreted as an existential threat, said President Correct. Biden. Correct. Somebody that needs to be put in the bullseye, said Biden.
Okay,
only last
curious.
Week.
I'm curious.
And
who,
guess
who do
what?
You think, who
guess
do you
what?
Think,
somebody
you
then
think
comes forward
more
and tries to kill the existential threat.
That is literally what I was saying. Shout out to Piers Morgan. That was literally what I was saying. At the end of the day, man, the rhetoric coming out of the left, the liberal, whatever you want to call it, I really don't give a fuck. That particular side, they were absolutely trying to create a scenario where Donald Trump was the, like, worst creature that's ever been known to man. And if he is not removed in any sort of capacity, then the world is going to end in 2024. And you have young, retarded people that absolutely believed him. And one person decided to take it to the point where he almost took his head off. That's literally what's happening. So at the end of the day, guys, through this video, you've seen, honestly, easily, that Destiny is not the kind of person that can be reasoned with. He is completely gone. He is literally just over... I don't know how far left is left, but he is so far gone that he is now in psychopath territory. And I shit you not, with that gun behind him, I feel like it's only a matter of time before he's the one that probably tries to put Trump in the bullseye. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Hope you did enjoy it. If you did, consider leaving me a subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to like the video, comment, let me know what you thought, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Hypnotic out.